Dean Richards now with entertainment news and some breaking concert information. Good morning, Dean.
Yes, if you are a fan of some good, clean rock and roll from the 70s and 80s, you're going to love that Guns N' Roses has just announced they are coming back to the Chicago area. This is the concert has just been announced a few minutes ago. It'll be part of their world tour this summer that'll take them to Brazil, the UK, Europe, and Canada. It'll be at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park, July 29th of next year. And the reason why they're announcing it so early is because tickets have been conveniently put on sale this time of year for your holiday gift giving. Presale will begin December 2nd, and general ticket sales begin December the 5th. Again, it's going to be a July 29th concert next year out in Tinley Park. So welcome to the jungle out there.
So did Wicked live up to the hype at the box office?
Yeah, and then some. I think it exceeded, actually, what most industry experts thought that they were going to take in. They knew it was going to be a big weekend, but it broke a couple of records, taking in $150 million for its opening weekend. So that now makes it the biggest opening ever for a Broadway adaptation. Previously, that was held by the first Wicked movie. And now Wicked for Good has become the second biggest movie opening of the year, which is now just behind a Minecraft movie. So huge box office numbers. Generally, overwhelmingly good reviews. There are a few scattered bad reviews. Everyone's got their own opinion on it. But I've heard almost exclusively positive reviews. But how about this? In Sydney, Australia, they were doing an IMAX screening, which is, by the way, is how I'm recommending you see this movie, on as big a screen as possible. An IMAX screen, because it's so beautiful visually to the eye, biggest screen as possible. But in Sydney, Australia, you know, people are sitting in the IMAX theater eating their popcorn, waiting for the movie to start, and out walks Jonathan Bailey, who plays Fierro in the movie. He is the People magazine sexiest man alive, and he just showed up at the IMAX theater. He actually showed up at the theater to watch the movie. His sister and his nieces live in Sydney, and he wanted to take them to the movie to see it. So he greeted the audience. You know, everybody went wild. He sat down and enjoyed the movie himself.
Love that. And you said that this one is shorter than the first. Is that right?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours and 15 minutes total.
Okay. All right. That's good news for
me. Yeah. So it's you haven't been dragged yet?
It's
you didn't
coming.
Get dragged on the first weekend?
I think it's next weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving. No, you'll... I don't know if you'll enjoy it or not. I think most people are really enjoying
it. Most
normal people.
A lot of Stranger Things fans out there. What's the news on that series?
Yeah, there were... getting ready to kick off the final season for Stranger Things on Netflix, and they released the first teaser for it over the weekend on social media. If you go to YouTube or, you know, any of the places where you can watch movie trailers, they released a teaser for the final season that is going to be released in three chunks over the next month or so. The first three episodes of the final season will come out this coming Wednesday, because that's, you know, everything new is coming out Wednesday this week instead of Friday because of the holiday. The first four episodes will be released on Wednesday. Then the next three episodes will come out on Christmas Day, and the final episode will be on New Year's Eve. And all on Netflix. So get tired of your family on any of the holidays. You know, sit around with people who are even stranger than your family.
Dean, let's talk about the honor coming to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy just announced is going to be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award by the American Film Institute. This is a pretty prestigious honor. So far, Among the honorees have been Julie Andrews and Denzel Washington and some of the movie greats. Eddie now will be added to this at a gala tribute that they're going to have in April. And he's got this documentary that's out right now where he reveals lots of different things about his career and his life. And he was interviewed by the Associated Press over the weekend, and they asked him if he had any regrets, movie regrets, roles that he took a pass on that he now is sorry that he did. And he listed three movies very specifically. He was supposed to be in the original Ghostbusters movie. Dan Aykroyd wanted him to be part of the crew. Would have been like a, you know, back in the day, it would have been like a Saturday Night Live superstar troupe. Had he, it already was, but adding Eddie Murphy into the mix would have made it something special. They offered it to him. He took a pass because he was busy with Beverly Hills Cop at the time. They offered him to be a voice in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and he thought that the whole concept was pretty ridiculous at the time, so he took a pass on it and says he went to see the movie and thought it was amazing and instantly regretted that he was not part of it. And Rush Hour with Jackie Chan, he was offered originally. He took a pass on that, and that, of course, went to Chris Tucker, which has, you know, kind of become a legendary pairing now of Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. But always so interesting to hear these movies that the stars take a pass on that you know, could have changed film history.
Yeah, well, Eddie made some good choices too, didn't he?
He did.
Let's talk about Donald Glover. He opened up about his health.
Yeah, Donald Glover, the actor, and if you've ever seen him in concert, he's amazing. Or any of his music video. Musically, he goes by the name of Childish Gambino. And I remember last year he was touring and suddenly canceled his tour, never gave a reason why. And over the weekend, he was doing a performance and did tell the crowd what happened. He had actually suffered a stroke last year, never said anything about it, said he was on stage, had a really bad pain in his head, and could not see very well. They, you know, took him right to the doctors. Doctors did all kinds of tests and discovered that he had suffered a stroke, and they discovered that he had a hole in his heart, and now will need two surgeries for that. Donald Glover has not said whether or not he's going to be returning to touring anytime soon, but he sure has some health issues to deal with right at the moment.
Sure does. Finally, Jason Bateman talked to Dean. This guy is so versatile and so smart, isn't
he? Yeah, he really is. Have you heard him on the Smartless podcast? I can't recommend this podcast enough. It's Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes. Mm. They started it during the pandemic because everything had shut down, and these were just three buddies goofing around and acting smartless, and it's turned out to be a big, huge hit. It's really funny, really interesting, and they all continue their careers as well. For Jason Bateman, the latest is a voice role that he has returned to. He was in the original Zootopia movie, believe it or not, 10 years ago. And now Zootopia 2 is about to come out, and he and many of the other original castmates are all back doing their voice roles again, including Jennifer Goodwin. We sat down and talked with him in Los Angeles recently, and he told us a little bit about what this movie meant to him, why it was meaningful for him as a dad of two young daughters, and also the impact that this movie and Disney movies in general have worldwide.
It's really cool to like take your kid to a film like this, and you hope that they're absorbing what they're selling, you know, as far as message goes. And then hopefully you're driving home and they go, hey, you know, Dad, was that movie about such and such? And you'd be like, oh, yes, I'm just glad that they, you know, and have them figure it out, but wrapped up in this really entertaining package.
It's a Trojan horse.
Yeah, you just feel like, oh, I've done a good thing for my kid today. I think the central message is that differences are a virtue. It shouldn't be seen as a negative. That's something that's great about this big tapestry on this planet. And they just do it in a really entertaining way. I hope people walk away as impressed as we were with how they kind of hide the ball with that. They don't hammer you with it.
Yeah, I almost feel like it's more about they offer up the question instead of the answer. And so, yeah. I mean, I know we are saying this is what our characters realized over the course of the past 2 hours. However, I still feel like I leave with questions and like great conversation fodder to have with my kids.
Some of their audience doesn't even know English yet. You know, they just know colors and action, but there's still something can penetrate from just watching these things without understanding the dialogue.
Yeah, so there you go. Zootopia 2, really all the new movies this week are coming out on Wednesday instead of Friday because of the holiday. And Bob, that Beatles anthology docuseries that they've remastered, that also is going to begin on Wednesday as well. So lots of fine viewing for the holiday. Also, a story that sad news that just cleared that reggae icon Jimmy Cliff has died. He had a bunch of hits in the 1970s, including Wonderful World, Beautiful People, I Can See Now, You Can Get It If You Really Want It. Huge in the reggae world, and crossed over onto the pop charts as well. He was 81 years old.
Jimmy Cliff. Yeah, he had some good records. Thank you, Dean. I talk to you tomorrow.